USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After weeks of ratcheting up tensions on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea has taken a step back today with a reported announcement in state-run media that leader Kim Jong-un has called off military plans he'd had against South Korea. 82-year-old Bill Cosby, serving a 3-to-10-year prison sentence for a sex crime conviction, and now the Pennsylvania Supreme Court is accepting his appeal of that conviction. His wife, Camille Cosby, saying today that racism is at the root of her husband's incarceration.
The Me Too movement and movements like them have intentional ignorance pertaining to the history of white women who have, from the very beginning, accused black males of sexual assault without any proof.
And an appeals court has just ordered a lower court judge to dismiss the case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back to back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis. He was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Senate Democrats promising to block a Republican police reform bill they call woefully inadequate. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell planning to hold a procedural vote today on the bill. 60 votes are needed to move the bill forward. It means at least 7 Democrats would have to join all 53 Republicans for that bill to progress in the U.S. Senate. The world's biggest big box retailer offering one less flag in its stores, as we hear from USA Radio's Kenneth Burns.
Walmart says the Mississippi State flag will not be displayed, quote, in its current form. That current form includes the Confederate emblem. A company spokesman told The Hill while the issue of the flag's design continues to be discussed, they decided to remove the flag from their stores. Mississippi is the only state flag in the country with the Confederate emblem. Calls for changes to the flag come as protests against racial inequality continue.
And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More election news. President Trump claiming the November balloting will be the most corrupt election in U.S. history. He made the remarks at a rally in Arizona yesterday, where he said mail-in ballots would lead to widespread fraud, claiming Democrats are using the coronavirus as an excuse to send out millions of mail-in ballots that could be stolen or forged. 2 statues are down, and a Wisconsin state senator was assaulted after a tense night at the state's capital, Madison. Protesters against police brutality pulling down a statue of a Union Civil War soldier and a statue representing devotion and progress. Democratic State Senator Tim Carpenter was stopped, did stop by to take a picture, but he was allegedly beaten by members of the crowd before they carried him away in an ambulance. Mortgage applications sliding lower last week, though they remain well ahead of where they were a year ago. Total application volume fell 8.7%, with purchase applications down 3%. Refinance applications were off by 12%. And Starbucks adding fake meat to its menu. The chain says it will start offering the plant-based Impossible Breakfast sandwich soon. Starbucks saying it's just responding to consumer demand for such products. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.